Welcome to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community Radio Show. I'm Julie Ellenbecker, president of Ellenbecker Investment Group. EIG is committed to bringing awareness to organizations in our community. This show highlights local and surrounding area nonprofits to help listeners learn how they can have an impact in our community and is for educational purposes only. We believe that helping the community is always positive and recognize the importance of providing a voice. Every organization highlighted is a qualified 501c3. The opinions and missions expressed on MPC do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Ellenbecker Investment Group employees and leaders. Please enjoy today's show.
Welcome. This is EIG, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, where our goal is to inform, inspire, and impact our listening audience by highlighting people and organizations who are doing great things in our community and making a big difference in the process. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations at Ellenbecker Investment Group. On today's show, we're going to learn about two nonprofit organizations who are both enriching the lives of youth and adults with disabilities, but in very different ways. My first guest is Virginia Zignago, Executive Director from Rides and Reins in Slinger, Wisconsin, whose vision is to increase the quality of life for people with special needs through the use of horses. Welcome to the show today, Virginia.
Good morning, Jill. Thank you for having me.
You're certainly welcome. Now, I know a few different people, including my niece and one of our advisors here at EIG, who would think you have the ideal dream job because you get to work with horses every single day. And I'm sure that's a big part, although probably not the only part of why you do what you do. What is it about Rides and Reins that gets you up and running in the morning?
So I've loved horses since I was a little girl. I was actually jumping horses by the time I graduated high school, which looking back is pretty crazy, just considering the insurance of that now from this role. But at Rides and Reins, I have the best of both worlds. I get to facilitate the connection between horses and youth with disabilities. And it's really magic to watch that happen.
I imagine it is. Well, tell us how the organization got its start and what makes it so unique.
So more than 30 years ago, our founder and his wife, Renee, Renee is now president of the board, they weren't able to have children of their own and they adopted a child with special needs. They tried every form of therapy, organized sports, after school activity that they could think of to help her. Finally, they sent their daughter to a summer horseback riding camp, and she became obsessed with horses and riding. As I'm sure those people in your life will tell you, horses were the only thing that would calm her down. Mm. So Don and Renee purchased a horse as therapy for their daughter, and then land, and then they boarded horses for others. At the same time, their daughter was finding purpose through riding horses in equine therapy. They'll tell you that her mood changed, her grades improved, and she was a totally different person. Mm. As Don and Renee, the founders, formed friendships with other parents who had children with special needs, they watched as parents would have to decline therapy appointments or stagger appointments longer than they wanted due to the cost of those equine therapy appointments. And then they would see the disappointment on the faces of kids when, you know, mom and dad had to say, sorry, we won't be back for 2 weeks or a month. And then, you know, parents would feel that sadness when they watched their kids be disappointed. So then in the late 90s, Don and Renee and their daughter moved to Slinger, where they were able to purchase 40 acres of land. Believe it or not, you could still do that back in the late 90s. And that provided them enough space for close to 20 horses and two miniature horses.
Nice.
And then Don and Renee resolved to help others through equine therapy, and Rides and Reins was formed.
Mm, so nice. Nice story. Well, you mentioned to me when we were talking prior to the interview that horses think in visual pictures rather than words, and that they're also sensitive to the emotions in their surroundings. So explain to us how horses are used in the lives of youth and adults with disabilities, and then what are the programs that Rides and Reins has put together as a result?
Sure. So we really see that horses have a unique ability to form a special relationship with an individual with special needs. They can talk to each other, no words required. Horses that have an attitude, perhaps, with people that try to bring them out of their pen they'll become calm, and, you know, the most calm horse you'll ever see when, you know, a child with special needs who is perhaps nonverbal, and they'll just stand there and they'll not even blink an eyelash.
So a horse can have an attitude problem too, just like kids can.
Yes, I'll tell you more about those later. So Rides and Reins has an equine therapy program that runs May through November. We did try to hold it over the winter, but our parking lot is gravel and the arena is sand. And even though it's heated, it's just not conducive to winters in Wisconsin. So we do equine therapy on Wednesday afternoon, Thursday afternoon, and Saturday mornings.
Okay. Yeah. And so anybody from anywhere can come and take advantage of your services?
Correct. Okay. We have people that come from as far away as Sheboygan, Dodge County, because they really identify with our program and our volunteers and the horses, of course.
Nice. Well, how do you determine if a horse is a good fit for your program?
So approximately 1 in 300 horses are a good fit for equine therapy, primarily due to the attitude and behavior that they need to have towards working with individuals with special needs. Some of our kids, for example, have spina bifida and they don't have use of their legs. So they're very verbal otherwise to compensate for that. So you can't have a horse who is suddenly scared by sudden arm movements, or we do have a little boy we think he outgrew it this year, but last year he was on a smaller miniature horse, and he would just decide the ride was over and kick his feet out of the stirrups and hop off and run.
Oh dear.
So yeah, so
you can't do that with a bigger horse.
Right. Yeah. So the horses have to be just very calm and comfortable. We do find that some breeds are better for working with kids than others. For example, the horses that you see running the Kentucky Derby are probably a little bit too high strung for this.
Okay.
And then there's a sweet spot, kind of when a horse is around 8 years old. That's when they've outgrown their teenage years. They're a little older, a little wiser.
If that was the same with kids, that would be awesome. That they've outgrown their maybe naughty habits by their teen years, huh?
And then our oldest horse that we use for therapy, he just turned 33. His name is Rusty. He's a very kind, gentle old soul. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, do you have a favorite? Is Rusty your favorite?
Rusty is beautiful. His hair is just a golden chestnut. A lot of our horses have candy names. So there's Hershey, Peeps, Sugar. And so Hershey is the first horse I started riding on at Rides and Reins.
Okay.
So there will always be a special spot in my heart for him. He does like to test people, not our clients, but everybody else. and he loves to eat. So you'll be riding in the arena, and then if you start to kind of not pay attention, he'll just decide it's time to walk back by the feed room so he can give himself a little treat.
Okay.
So, yeah, you've got to have your wits about you, but it's fun.
And I imagine sometimes you do let him go have that treat, mm-hmm. that special treat, right?
Yeah. And we do have some horses that have the Appaloosa coloring, which is just beautiful with the spots and the markings. So,
nice.
Those are very pretty.
I imagine they are. And you said before that you have an off season when mm-hmm. it's cold and snow and mud limits access to your facility. So how do you keep the horses in shape over the off season?
So we call it Pony Pals because we don't want the horses to forget any of those hard-learned therapy skills. We really work hard at desensitizing them for, you know, sudden noises, sudden arm movements, things like that. So twice a week, our volunteers come to the barn and they basically go through what would be a therapy session without the kids.
Oh, okay.
So we'll tie milk jugs around a horse's back to kind of stimulate those sudden noises they might hear. We have pool noodles we kind of just nudge them with. And then, you know, we'll blow bubbles so they get used to kind of, because they can see not straight in front of them, but they have excellent peripheral vision.
Okay.
So that's why if somebody is on their back and there's sudden arm movements, that's when they can suddenly become unsettled because they don't know why that's happening.
Okay.
So if you do things like blow bubbles, then they're kind of like, oh, okay, like I've seen that before.
Okay. So you're working them in the off season.
Correct.
In a nice way.
Yeah.
In a good way, just to keep them
sure.
sharp. Okay. Well, I'm sure we have listeners who may be wondering if someone they know is a fit for the Rides and Reins program. So let's take a quick break here. And when we return, Virginia will explain to us how people can apply for their program. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Thanks for tuning in. This is EIG, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, with your host, Julie Conimo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Jill Economo, and I'm talking in our second segment again with Virginia Zignago, Executive Director of Rides and Reins from Slinger, Wisconsin. So we may have listeners who are wondering if someone they know and love is a fit for the Rides and Reins program. So Virginia, walk us through the process of applying.
Sure. So our application is on our website, ridesandreins.org, and there's a Contact Us tab where you can submit your information, and then it goes right to my email. And we are still accepting clients for this coming year. So to assess if our program is a fit for someone, because the last thing we would want to do is force a child who's terrified of horses onto a horse, we do an initial assessment at our farm to gauge the individual's comfort around horses, and we go from there. So we'll have, depending on the size and the age of the client, we may have one of our standard horses and then a miniature horse, and then we'll just go from there to see how comfortable they are. Sometimes the initial assessment is a meet and greet, and we do some grooming and just kind of talk about horses and the farm, and they can put their hands on the mane or on the horse's shoulders. And other times, if our staff and the child and mom and dad are all in agreement, we put the child on a horse and take him or her around the arena for a couple times just to see if they like it. You can usually tell within a minute or two if they're having a good time. It all really depends on an individual basis and the client's physical abilities.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Let's just take a few minutes to talk about proof of performance, or in other words, how do you know that what you're doing is actually working, right? So how do you at Rides and Reins measure the impact of these programs?
So our clients have a variety of disabilities. Some come to us with neurological damage after car accident and experience mobility improvement. Some clients, like I mentioned, have spina bifida or other congenital abnormalities. And equine therapy provides mental and physical stimulation that can result in mobility and strength improvement. And some of our clients have autism, are nonverbal, or have a sensory processing disorder, and the baseline they are at is expected to stay that way for their life. So it's hard to measure. For some people, it's hard to measure because they'll, you know, it's not as if the autism, they will never be a person who does not have autism. Mm. So for them, we really focus on how do we enrich the individual's life. And the joy that we see on their face is really
says
one of
all,
the ways
huh?
that we measure it. we do an evaluation after each ride. And for some kids, for example, our spina bifida client that I mentioned earlier, she is now able to lay down, tummy down on the horse, and also lay on her back and bring herself up and back, which when she started 4 years ago, she never would have been able to do that.
Wonderful.
Yeah. We have a nonverbal client who actually said his first words while he was horseback riding, and his mom was so shocked that I think she cried.
Oh, that must be so exciting and rewarding for you guys.
Right. Yeah, it is very rewarding. So like I mentioned, we completed an evaluation form. This allows us to measure change as well as see what works for each participant. And then we can go back after that winter break and see, you know, where's the child at year over year. And sometimes those quality of life improvements are tangible in terms of strength and mobility gains, and sometimes they're intangible, providing mental health to a nonverbal child.
Which is, again, so important. Mm-hmm. Let's circle back to that volunteer conversation. So explain, we understand you do use volunteers, but explain how you utilize the volunteers in your programs.
Sure. So our clients, our horses, and our volunteers have a special bond, unlike any other. One of our clients started at, one of our volunteers started at Rides and Reins 25 years ago, and another volunteer started 16 years ago. And they keep showing up because of the difference a horse makes in the life of a child. Hmm. We have around 50 active volunteers who help every single week, everything from feeding the horses to helping with therapy lessons to help fix equipment around the farm. Each day that we have therapy, there are 8 to 10 volunteers. In the 7 months a year that we run therapy lessons, just from therapy alone, our volunteers put in more than 600 hours, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, they obviously love it.
Yeah, I totaled those up right before I came here, so I was...
Nice. Well, you know, we often talk about how volunteers themselves are particularly impacted when giving of their time to a nonprofit. You know, they think, of course, that they're helping the nonprofit, and they are, but what they may not realize is how their own lives are enriched as a result of it. Do you have any particular stories that you'd like to share about how your program has impacted your volunteers or even your clients?
So our volunteers and clients form special relationships with one another. You really see that bond and that friendship form. And some of our clients who are nonverbal, we just had a lesson yesterday with a client who is nonverbal, and we put letter magnets on a magnet on the wall. And this client picked out the first letter of the client's name that he remembered because we all wear name tags. So that was really cool to see that even though he couldn't say the volunteer's name, he recognized
what
letter corresponded with it.
Yeah.
And then the clients and the volunteers really, you know, they show up every day wanting to see each other and the horses. So.
And didn't you tell me that you have had a long time volunteer?
Yes, she's been there 25 years. And she'll tell stories of when Rides and Reins started, and they would just walk the horses down the gravel path on the driveway before we had a barn or an indoor arena ring.
She's 25 years.
Yeah.
I mean, that again, you could use that as a success story, mm-hmm. you know, because she keeps coming back because she sees the impact that's being made.
Right. Well, and she'll also do the dirty tasks like clean the mud off or pick their hooves, which if you've ever tried to get a horse to pick up its hooves and it doesn't want to.
How do you raise funds then? Do you have fundraising events?
So given that we work with horses, that gives us a great opportunity to do horse-themed events. We have a Kentucky Derby event that we do as a thank you party for volunteers, and everybody loves to get dressed up and watch the Derby.
They all wear hats?
Yes.
Okay, good.
We gave out some prizes for hats.
Okay.
We did a cowgirl brunch earlier this year where we had a little performance, and it was a Galentine's Day kind of theme.
And our own Ashley Olson, who actually edits the shows, her daughter participated mm-hmm. and won like best cowboy hat or something. Yep. And she was there with her daddy and they had a really nice special time together.
Yep. And then we also do a fall open house. And then that gives people and outsiders an opportunity to come to the farm, see the horses. We do pony rides, pony grooming, things like that.
Okay, so share with us how people can get involved and help support your mission, and then tell us where you are exactly.
Sure, so we are always in need of and welcoming donations, and we also are always in need of volunteers. So people can shoot us a message from our website, bridesandreins.org, go to the Contact Us page, and then just fill out name, phone number, email, and then somebody will get back to you.
And then your physical location is in Slinger. Where,
correct.
Just to give people a general idea where
sure.
you are.
So it's the address is 4371 Arthur Road in Slinger, and we're pretty close off the highway.
Okay, so easy to get to.
Correct.
Okay,
yeah.
Wonderful. So check out Rides and Reins, and you can reach out to Virginia Zignago, Executive Director, if you have any questions about applications or anything else. So, Virginia, thank you for being here today and sharing your passion for horses and for helping kids and adults with disabilities.
Thank you for having me, Jill.
You are certainly welcome. Our next nonprofit guest collaborates with Rides and Reins for the benefit of their clients. So stay tuned to learn more after a short commercial break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to EIG, Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations. And my next guest today is Laura Eggert, Director of PR and Fund Development from Threshold, who believes that the community is strengthened through the full inclusion of all its members. Welcome to the show today, Laura.
Thank you, Jill. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. So give us the 411 on Threshold. You know, what does your nonprofit do for the benefit of the community, and how does your collaboration with Rides and Reins benefit your clients?
Sure. So we are an organization that serves people with disabilities, cognitive, physical, some with developmental delays, cerebral palsy, Down syndrome, all different types of disabilities. And we have like 600 people that we serve on an annual basis with this the programs that we offer, which are all very specialized and geared to help people succeed and have a fulfilling life.
And so how do you collaborate then with Rides and Reins?
Well, interestingly, our associate director, Nicole Lisinski, she volunteers there. And our clients also go and they visit, and it's kind of a therapy for them as well. Gets them out and about. They're interacting with the horses, and they're learning about horses. They're actually helping sometimes with cleaning up, from what I understand.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a field trip, maybe,
just to get
out. And
right.
Not necessarily taking advantage of their programs from a riding perspective, or maybe mm-hmm. some are, but also helping each other out.
And
just exposing.
Right, exposing. And then, you know, together they can just have a really wonderful, fun day and feel like they've, you know, had a good one, and they, you know, and getting some experience as well as to how to treat animals, how to interact. And Rides and Reins has been wonderful. They've been a great partner. They open their doors to us, and it's just so overwhelmingly wonderful that they do that. And I know it's a pretty high sought after outing that people and the clients would like to go in there. They love going there. So it's just a really great partnership and very thankful to have them with us.
Well, you hope that everybody has those partnerships, right? I mm-hmm. mean, there should be no competing in any way. You know, we're all out there trying to do what's best for clients. And so if you can partner and collaborate with another organization for the benefit of your clients, that's perfect, right? So give us a little history then. You know, how did the agency come to be? What are your core values, your mission, your vision, that kind of stuff?
Sure. So the history of the Threshold goes back way back in 1952. There were three local women who started the Washington County Association for Retarded Children, which is now called the ARC. So that's is when it actually first started, just by three local women in West Bend. So, and then in 1959, there was a part-time sheltered workshop that began in a church basement. And so they were doing things like putting together newspapers or picking and packing and that kind of thing. And that's where that started. And it went to a church basement. Then in 1963, the Threshold was incorporated, and we relocated to a rental facility within West Bend. Skip 10 years. In 1973, there was a new 20,000-square-foot facility was built, and that is our main offices on Rolfs Avenue right now. And that was all through donations from the community, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
West Bend and Washington County in itself is just wonderful to the Threshold. And then in the late 70s, they had to add another 20,000 square feet because there was a big, big need for that. Something that has not been done, you know, for quite some time. So there was quite a few people and families that jumped on board with that. That was also through all donations. And we have remained a local important community service, and we've been a part of this community, West Bend community, Washington County, for over 60 years.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, and I understand that in 2024, there was a 15% client admission increase over 2023, which is very impressive. Tell us about the specialized programs that you offer within your agency for people with disabilities and why the programs thrive.
Sure. So we serve people from birth all the way through retirement. So we have a birth to three program, which is a state mandated program, and that's for families with children experiencing developmental delays. We have a summer youth program, which is building connections for young adults ages 7 through 20. West Bend Insurance Company partners with us on the Project Search program, which is a supports for students transitioning from high school into the workplace so they get hands-on training. And they're actually doing classwork at the same time, learning how to write out resumes and interviewing and things. We have an Achieve Employment division, which offers community-based employment services and with job coaching. We have a Building Full Lives program, which emphasizes on promoting independence, community connections, and employability skills, as well as volunteer opportunities. Our biggest one is the Adult Day Services programs, and there are other sub-programs within that. So some might be geared toward people with traumatic brain injuries. Some might just, you know, be for people that are more ambulatory, want to do community outings, that type of thing. And then it's just in those people that need the personal cares. So everything from feeding to toileting to whatever. So that's a really good program. And then our senior day services is for people that are retired. So we like to call it the retirement fun place to visit. So
so you're getting them from birth all the way to
all the way through
elderly.
Retirement. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yes. And okay. Yeah.
So, well, that's quite a bit of facility-based services that you offer, which is so great. But you also offer community-based services as well. So tell us about those.
So we do have a lot of things that happen in the community for those people who show interest. So if there's somebody that wants to go to Brewers games or wants to go to a museum or maybe wants to work in the community, find temporary and often permanent positions in competitive companies who open their doors, thankfully, to allow clients to work in their facilities. And so there's a lot of things in the community that's happening. Our Achieve Employment are finding people jobs. There's tons of outings that we offer. I mean, it's just amazing. They're doing more things honestly, out in the community than I ever have.
Well, I understand you have a new program for kids with disabilities. What's that about?
Sure. So we have Club Friendship, which is part of our summer youth program. Our summer youth program is during the summer months. Kids are through Monday through Friday. They're out and about in the community. They're learning, you know, different skills. They're getting socialization skills. They're just having a great time while mom and dad have respite during the summer months. So that's a good thing. But the Club Friendship one is new, where it's kind of a sub program under summer youth, where those children are, there's two different groups from like 8 to 14, and then it goes 15 through 20, where it's evenings, weekends. So that's an option that we are now doing, because we're finding that the parents are like, what about our social life kind of thing?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So this is a really wonderful program that offers that respite for them as well. And again, it's all about socialization. It is a hybrid, so it is also facility and community-based. So they're out about in the community, and they're doing things within our facility, and they sometimes will be at another location, but inside, you know. So it's a wonderful new addition to the summer youth program.
Very nice. Well, it sounds like you have a very nice array of different programs available for both youth and adults that you serve. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick break, but I encourage our listeners to stay tuned, because after the break, Laura is going to tell us how they continue to care for clients as they progress through their programs. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Thanks for tuning in. This is EIG, Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations, and we are closing up our show today with Laura Eggert from Threshold, Inc. So you also offer a program, a continuum of care program to your clients as they progress through your programs. So can you elaborate on that a little bit?
I can. As I had mentioned before, we offer programs for birth through retirement. There are so many clients actually that have been in our services most of their life, if not all. So it's really a wonderful thing to see. One of our clients in particular, and her name is Sharon, she has longstanding roots with the Threshold. She has been with us since we've been established, basically.
Wow.
Yes. So in 1963 is when she started.
Mm.
Yeah. So she has Down syndrome, and she has worked for our TTI Industries division, which is subcontract manufacturing division, learning pre-vocational skills. She was there for 50 years. And then when she retired, she went to Senior Day Services, and it's wonderful. She's having so much fun. According to her service coordinator, she's quick-witted. She loves polkas.
Oh.
She enjoys animal visits. She likes to make crafts. She has developed a long-term friendship there at Senior Day Services. And she's a big hugger, so she gives hugs to everybody she sees. She actually was very, very quiet and was mute when her father passed away. That happened. And so now she's out of her shell, and she's making friends. And so when we talk about a continuum of care, Sharon is a perfect example.
Yes.
She is a perfect example of how people with disabilities can progress.
Wow.
And it's just wonderful to see that growth.
Yeah, there since 1963. Wow.
Yes.
That's really something.
I think I was 3. Yes, I was.
That is, I mean, that right there is a proof of performance. Mm-hmm. You know, Sharon is it?
Sharon.
Sharon. So shout out to Sharon, because that's really, that's wonderful. And of course, to Threshold, because you guys are the ones that are providing the care where she feels so loved and cared for. So
I just have to shout out to the staff. Man, I give them kudos all up and down the street.
Yeah.
They are so phenomenal. They know how to work with the clients. They get to know them on a personal level. They joke, they laugh, there's hugs, there's just so much wonderful things to see every day that it's like, oh, this is why I go to work.
Yes.
This is what I'm doing this for, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, speaking of that, I understand Threshold recently received a very special award. It's nice to get recognized for the work that you do. Not that that's the reason that you do it, of course, but a little recognition goes a long way. Tell us about the award that you recently received.
So it is the Journal Sentinel Top Workplace Award, and this is our fourth year in a row that we've received that.
Wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. And how that happens is a survey goes out to all of our staff, and they do basically a rating. And it's wonderful because their feedback has been so tremendous and so positive that it's wonderful to see that they are on board with our culture. They are really feeling at home. We had people working at the Threshold for 40 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've got Sharonet since 1963, and now you've got
You've
got employees for 40 years.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
One of them just retired or whatever too. So, I mean, it's a wonderful place to work. How gratifying is it to go there knowing that what you do every day is impacting these people's lives?
Absolutely.
And I've seen growth in a lot of the clients just by even talking with them. I have visits from, I'll call him David, every day. And he stops and he talks to me about the same things, but it's always a great thing. I really believe in this organization. And I wanted to share a story on one of our birth to three families, going back to the youth, okay? Going from senior day backwards. So there was a family that their daughter was born with a brain injury, and basically they didn't know it until after she was about two months old, I believe it was. And they took her in and found this out, and they were referred to the Birth to Three program, which is a state-mandated program, as I mentioned before, and it is run through the Threshold. So this little girl, it was having seizures upon seizures upon seizures. And so they actually ended up doing brain surgery on her. And during her time with the Birth to Three program, after her brain surgery, after some therapies and things like that, that we provide through Birth to Three, she is now her sassy self, according to mom, and doing very well. The kudos to the Birth to Three staff that are going there. They're working with the families. They take time. They sit down with the family and go through things that they can do as a family to help that person, that their little baby. How can they help their child improve? How can they help their child learn how to not, speak out and things like that? Or just even physically, speech. Mm. Or that type of thing. There's physical therapy, speech therapies. So we do contract work with some of those specialties. And then our staff are actually the ones that go into the home, sit down, play with the child, do the assessments, find out what it is that they can do to help to improve. So
okay.
This little girl, it's amazing. The family was so thankful. Yeah, you could just hear the crying in their words when they shared their story.
Oh, I imagine. It made all the difference in the world.
It,
those are the kind of impact stories we like to hear, because that really speaks to the impact that you're making with these families.
Mm-hmm.
I understand you had mentioned to me that 93% of client discharges were positive in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about, like, how many families you serve. Give us some numbers, an idea.
Well, we serve over 600 people annually, so every year. The Birth to Three program is the biggest, with 389 families were served last year. So that one is our biggest one, but then the rest would be all of the adults and the youth that we and the seniors that we're serving. We've conducted 9,352 home visits in 2024, which is an amazing number.
Yeah.
Wow. It really truly is.
And so you're saying, again, you've got people that come to your physical location, but you also have staff that goes into these homes to assist the parents or to help with the adults.
That's exactly what we do, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know if everyone knows this, but in birth through the age of three, 85% of a child's brain development is in that first 3 years of life. So if you don't catch it during that time frame, if there's a disability there that could be, you know, possibly helped or worked through, then that child becomes an adult with a disability. So it's a really great program, and it's great that they knew that this is happening and knew how to step in to help everybody and help the children and move on with and become normal kids.
Well, and it's so important that we do shows like this so that our Southeastern Wisconsin listeners know that there are great organizations like both of your organizations doing really great work out there. Now, maybe not everybody knows about Threshold or Rides and Reins, and so we're here to draw attention, build awareness, and highlight you and the great work that you do. Laura, what would you say is your greatest need right now?
Our greatest need is always going to be, you know, financial support. So through donations and things like that. We do have a wonderful group of donors that support us over the years, and we're very thankful to all of them. But the actual costs that are incurred by helping one individual is not covered through any kind of funding that they might receive. So the funding rates aren't matching what our actual costs are. And so in that respect, we're always looking for, you know, people to step up and help us out on a financial level. You can also do in-kind donations we have a lot of people that bring things like quilts or Christmas ornaments or, you know, coloring adult books and things like that. So those
do you have that
on
your website? Like a wish list
on
your website?
Yes, there is. They can go right to the website.
Okay.
And it's the ways to give, or that's the tab, and they can just click on that. We have a foundation. They can give to that. That money stays in perpetuity and then helps our future needs. So there's all kinds of ways that you can do this. It's not just, and volunteering too.
Okay.
You know, there's that.
Well, tell people then what's the best way to contact Threshold.
Well, the best way to do that would look at our website. That's where most of the information is going to be. It's thresholdinc.org. We also have a Facebook page, and we're also on Instagram and YouTube.
Okay. If someone simply Googles Threshold Inc., will they come up to
yes.
it? Okay. So you're not having to compete with anybody on Google for...
No.
Okay, okay.
So
very
just,
good.
Just Threshold, and it should pop right up. And they can also give us a call, because a lot of folks might want to take a tour. And we have an intake process where we take people through the facilities and talk about our different programs and find the right need for that person that is coming through. So, yeah.
And what is that phone number?
It's 262-338-1188.
Okay, thank you. Well, thank you to both my guests today. First, Laura Eggert from Threshold. Thank you for being here today and sharing your passion for serving people with disabilities.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. And again, Virginia Zignago from Rides and Reins. I appreciate you both sharing all the wonderful ways that you make an impact in the lives of children and adults with disabilities. So thank you for joining us today. If you'd like further information about what we talked about specifically, you can reach out to Rides and Reins or Threshold Inc. directly. And if you know of a great organization doing great work in our community that you think would be great guest on the show, or if there's a particular topic that interests you that you'd like to learn more about, you can email me at jill@ellenbecker.com. I encourage you to tune in Sunday mornings at 10 to Milwaukee's philanthropic community to learn more about the ways people and organizations are contributing to making our community a great place by the services that they offer and the resources that they share. You can tune into News Talk 1130 on your radio, your computer, or your cell phone. You can also visit our website at ellenbecker.com to listen to previously aired shows, or you can also listen on demand. My call to action for today, actually it's my call to action for every show that I do, is to think about how you want to make a difference in some way for someone in our community. Our guests have shared today many ways that you can make a difference with their organizations and have a significant impact, whether that's by donating, volunteering, or advocating by simply telling others what you learned about today. Or perhaps one of the other 400-plus nonprofit organizations who have been featured on the show will be a place for you to plug in and make a difference in some way. I'm sure any organization you choose to align with will appreciate your involvement. So take time to determine how you want to be a blessing and give a blessing for someone in the world today. Thanks for listening today, and have a great day.